A Cane Corso and a Borbul are two separate popular domestic dogs that are similar in a variety of ways when compared. They can both be trained to be hunting or farm dogs, and, if properly raised, both dogs make good family pets. However, these two separate breeds also have many key differences, which we will be exploring further in this article. Keep reading to learn more about the differences between the Borbul and the Cane Corso. Comparing Borbuls and Cane Corsos. Although the Borbul and the Cane Corso have many similarities, there are some other variations that can help you tell the Borbul and the Cane Corso apart. Let's compare the two. Borbul vs. Cane Corso, 8 key differences. There are several differences between Borbuls and Cane Corsos to be aware of. First, while both dogs are quite large, Borbuls can weigh between 50 and 100% larger than a Cane Corso. In addition, while Borbuls are usually cream, tawny, or brown, Cane Corsos are often brindle, gray, or black. If you're looking for an energy dog, Cane Corsos have high energy levels while Borbuls have more average energy. Let's dive into each of these differences one by one. Appearance and basic info. Borbul vs. Cane Corso, size. Although both breeds are large dogs, the Borbul is considerably larger than the Cane Corso, by about 50 pounds on average. Male Borbuls come in between 25 to 28 inches tall, while male Cane Corsos are around 22 to 26 inches tall. Borbul vs. Cane Corso, weight. Weight is one of the few variations between the Cane Corso and Borbul. The Cane Corso weighs between 99 and 110 pounds, but the Borbul is much larger, weighing between 154 and 200 pounds. Borbul vs. Cane Corso, coat hair types. The Borbul has a short, shedding coat that is easy to keep clean. The Cane Corso also has a short coat that is like the Borbul's, but his hair is denser and coarser, whereas the Borbul's fur is silky to the touch. Borbul vs. Cane Corso, colors. The Borbul tends to be lighter in color than the Cane Corso, typically cream to reddish-brown or tawny color. The Cane Corso has much darker colors in the coat ranging from brindle and gray to black, although some have reddish or chestnut colors. Characteristics. Borbul vs. Cane Corso, temperament. Although both are highly intelligent breeds, the Cane Corso tends to be quirkier than the Borbul. The Cane Corso is very playful, while the Borbul is more territorial. The Cane Corso tends to do better being the only dog in the family, as it requires a lot of attention and is not keen on strangers. Borbul vs. Cane Corso, trainability. Both the Cane Corso and the Borbul are easy to train. However, the Corso is more active and tends to be more open to learning social skills. The Borbul can be trained with weights to build their muscles for sporting and hunting. Just keep in mind, both breeds are strong-minded dogs that are not to be pushed around. Health factors. Borbul vs. Cane Corso, life expectancy. Both breeds are similar in life expectancy, although the Borbul is known to live a bit longer. Both the Borbul and the Cane Corso can live past 10 years, with many living up to 11 or 12 years old. This is about the average for most dog breeds. It should be noted that the Borbul tends to run into more health issues than the Cane Corso, and other dog breeds in general. Borbul vs. Cane Corso, energy levels. The Borbul is an extremely active dog, especially when it is young. This breed excels at agility challenges, obedience competitions, rallies, therapeutic visits, protection exercises, and agricultural labor, to name a few. The Borbul thrives as a pet at a home with a well-fenced yard and plenty of room to run around. The Borbul is a tough breed to own and is not recommended for inexperienced dog owners. Corsos have worked as battle dogs, large game hunters, guardians, agricultural workers, and more throughout their lengthy history, thanks to their huge physique and protective disposition. They have recovered popularity in recent years after nearly disappearing during the post-war period and are now among the top 25 most popular dog breeds in the United States. Conclusion. Both the Borbul and the Cane Corso are fiercely protective of their loved ones and their property. They'll warn you about anything they think is suspicious, and they'll put themselves between you and anything or anyone they think is a threat. Because of their intelligence and desire to be trained, both canines are very playful, fetching, or even used as show dogs on occasion. The Corso is a bit silly and ungainly, while the Borbul is nimbler and more athletic. However, the Corso tends to run into fewer health issues and is more playful and social. Either way, they both make good family dogs, although the Cane Corso seems to be a better fit for more experienced dog owners.